Chris Morning Update Friday April the 7th， 欢迎来到4月7号星期五的早报。在财经方面呢，中国化工的430亿美元收购先正达获得欧盟和美国的有条件批准，将成为中资企业迄今为止最大的海外并购案例。另外呢，第一次习特会将在美国佛罗里达海湖庄园拉开序幕。在文化方面呢，香港知名武侠小说家黄易于4月5号逝世，享年65岁。在武汉本地新闻方面，武汉市房管局局长邓万响明确表示，目前肯定不会出台进一步的楼市调控政策。
Cam China wins EU and US nods for Syngenta takeover. The China National Chemical Corp won the European Union's antitrust approval for its $43 billion takeover of Swiss pesticide maker Syngenta AG, a day after the US gave its blessings, bringing China's largest foreign acquisition closer to its finish line. Cam China's offer to divest some pesticides and other agricultural products will remove problematic overlaps and allow EU regulators to clear the deal, the European Commission said in an emailed statement. US require the companies to divest three types of pesticides as a condition for completing the deal. The company expects to close the deal by the end of June. The transaction will need approval from Chinese antitrust authorities. The takeover announced a year ago is one of a trio of mega deals that would reshape the global agrochemicals industry. If the deal is completed, Cam China chairman Ren Jianxin would become the head of a chemicals giant that sells products as varied as rubber tires, pesticides, and genetically modified crop seeds.And it's the first meeting between the heads of China and the United States. It's a blind date with global ramifications. President Donald Trump and China's President Xi Jinping meet for the first time Thursday and will seek to forge a connection and to stabilize the world's most important diplomatic relationship, despite a gulf between them in experience, temperament, and global outlook. Both have a long way to come to meet in the middle.Trump, the brash, outspoken political novice who seems to give little mind to policy details, anchored his campaign on China bashing. He once warned that China had committed rape against the U.S. economy and tweeted that global warming was a Chinese ruse to damage U.S. manufacturing. Xi, on the other hand, though more prone to depart from his talking points than his predecessor, spent decades navigating treacherous Communist Party policies and speaks in the formal diction of Chinese statesmanship, where the words and linguistic formulae for defining diplomatic relationships matter above all. But despite their differences, when the two leaders sit down at Trump's luxury club at Mar-a-Lago, they will have shared one thing that might help them forge common experience. The summit requires both to navigate delicate domestic politics.
Huang Juchan, better known by his pen name Huang Yi, a Hong Kong writer of martial arts novels, passed away on April the 5th at the age of 65, according to South China Morning Post. Huang Yi graduated from the Department of Fine Arts of the Chinese University of Hong Kong and once worked as the assistant chairperson of Hong Kong Museum of Art. In the 1990s, after his golden age,The wuxia fiction, or martial art fiction, was increasingly under attack by the general public and was losing its previous aura. However, the emergence of Huang infused new life into the genre. From Wu Fu Yu Fan Yun to Xun Qing Ji and Da Tang Shuang Long Zhuan, Huang has combined the science fiction with traditional Chinese culture, metaphysics, philosophies, etc., to create a style of work.Currently, his popularity has resulted in some people describing this phenomenon as flurry of Huang sweeping through China. Upon conclusion of his longest novel, Da Tang Shuang Shong Zhuan, Huang has commented that he would like to follow in the footsteps of Louis Char to revise and improve his released novels. And that wraps up today's version of Morning Update. Stay tuned for the updates on the 8th.